Let's listen to his voice.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Charlie Moore.
Not available. To page this person, press 5 now.
All right, this is the XYBA podcast, episode number 4. Unfortunately, there is only 3 guests today, or three
what?
Of us.
I'm not a guest.
Only 3 of us today, because Eric is working, Charlie's got some furniture coming in, and so he's got to be there to make sure the guys put the furniture up correctly, and Grant is surfing, so we have the substitute coming in today. It is Jeff from last time.
That's me, I'm back. And I'm bad.
You made the cut. Congratulations.
I'm on the team.
And Grant next week should hopefully have some...
I'm also here.
And Andy's here. I'm sorry. And Grant's working on some XYBA theme music, so we should have that hopefully next podcast. All right, let's kick it off. On to some new...
What game we're playing?
Crackdown.
Crackdown, huh?
That's it. Got nothing else.
I was playing Crackdown, but... This past week, I haven't played it at all. I've been playing the Viva Pinata. I'm trying to get that back to you so that your sister-in-laws can play it. And I'll email you a bunch of gold coins, too.
Nice.
I'm actually playing right now just Red Steel for the Wii. Started picking that back up since my Xbox died last week. Although I did get that back, but so I had to play some kind of first-person shooter in the interim. So I couldn't play Gears of War anymore.
How fast was the turnaround on getting your 360 back?
Actually, it only took about a week. And
that
was over a weekend, too, so
That's nice.
If I had mail off the beginning of the week, it probably doesn't happen.
I'm thinking of sending mine in, because I can't get the door to open. The tray won't come out every single time.
Send it quick before your warranty expires, because that's one thing. Otherwise, they'll try to sell you a 2-year extended for $60.
I think I will do that, because I'm getting tired of
that.
But you
do have to pay for shipping, which is kind of shitty.
How much is shipping like?
It's not too much. I think I spent about $20 shipping it through U.S. Postal Service, through the air.
I talked to another guy the other day, and he said that me and another guy are the only two people that he knows out of this group of people he knows who own 360s who never had any problems. I'm like, I know a few people.
Yeah.
I was the last of my group of circle of friends that had 360s, so.
Charlie's got problems with his, too. Locks up all the time.
Yeah, I think Brian's had a few problems with his, but I don't think it wasn't enough to warrant shipping out yet.
Yeah, my tray catches like yours, but... as long as I have it laying down, I don't usually have problems with it. Or if it does catch, I just push on the tray and it comes out.
That's what I do. I stick my fingernail in there and jiggle it around. Hit it. Jiggle it around.
Oh, but if you do set it off, or if you do talk to a technician, don't tell them that you have it plugged into a power strip. Apparently, you cannot plug your 360 into a power strip.
Really?
In the instruction manual, I was assured of this.
Wow, that's weird.
The power brick that comes with it apparently is a regulator. So if you plug a regulator into a regulating power strip, that'll kill your power supply. And that may cause the problems you're having.
Well, mine's plugged straight into the wall, so... Yeah,
always.
There's an instruction manual, you say.
Yeah. And I was like, the what? He's like, book came in your box. I'm like, oh, yeah, I read that cover to cover. Right now I know what you're talking about. Did I say power strip? I meant into the wall.
That's called a power strip, right?
I only have the Japanese version, and I couldn't read it.
Yeah. I don't read the manuals for games, either.
Yeah. I'd probably do a lot better if I did.
Yeah. So that's it.
Games we're looking forward to.
I have a list here. Short list. Jam Sessions on the DS. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
The guitar playing game?
Oh, yeah. I read about it. I haven't seen any screenshots or anything.
I saw the video of the guy playing it, and it looks pretty tight. Like, I think they could make a drum one if they wanted. Like, have, like, the little kit picture. Like, a picture of a drum kit. Maybe use the shoulder buttons and stuff for the kick bass or hi-hat. But, yeah, it looked nice. I liked it. And they talked about it at the GDC. And I'm looking forward to the TMNT video game.
The arcade game or the video game?
The new movie one. And that might be alright. I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, even though they let me down every time.
I'm looking forward to the arcade version. The XBLA version.
Yeah, I'm going to get that as well.
I love that. If it's multiplayer, like they say it is, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
4 players.
I used to play that a lot in the arcade.
Yeah, that and The Simpsons.
I like Donatello with the stick.
I was going to say, if we played together, I'd like to be Donatello.
I also usually pick Donatello.
It's going to be a problem. But that's it for me.
I'm looking forward to Mass Effect. Rumors have it that it might be released in June or July, because the developer said that it would not be at this year's E3.
Whatever the substitute
is. And that's in July. So people are speculating that it will be out before July. Nice. And also, you showed me that website, and I didn't know GTA 4 was coming out so soon, so now I'm looking forward to that.
No, that's just the trailer's coming out.
Oh, trailer? I don't care then. I'm crossing it off the list.
The website's just a countdown to a trailer.
Bah, I could care less then. See, that's why I was confused when you said it's coming out. What? But I'm also looking forward to Two Worlds, but I have no idea when that will come out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It's like the Oblivion Killer, they're calling it. It's supposed to be sort of like same style of gameplay. I'm actually looking forward to Mass Effect, as well as Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey, all set for summer releases. Big RPG summer, so I'm going to have to quit my job over the summer.
Luckily, I don't work over the summer.
Yeah. Take up teaching.
Eric sent me a link to GameTrailers.com, and it was for the Wii No More Heroes. That looks pretty tight.
Maybe the same people that did Killer 7?
Yeah, yeah. The video on that looked really nice. It was like really good cell shading and a lot of hacking people in half with a sword and then blood spraying out of their body like half a second later for some reason, but it looked nice.
The only thing I'm not sure about on that game is, I guess the premise is you get a lightsaber somewhere. Somehow you get your guy with a lightsaber of some kind.
An imitation lightsaber.
But is it like Red Steel where it's like you do a move and then it happens on the screen, or is it supposed to be like real-time sword play?
I don't know.
The one in Red Steel is more like a mini game. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not the meat of the game. So if it was a whole game just of that, I think it'd be pretty annoying.
That's the problem with the Wii, though. They should definitely show the person controlling it as they show the video.
Yeah.
Just so you can get an understanding of... I don't know. It just seems a little weird, because like when you go to kill people, it looked like these icons popped up so you could select what you wanted to do. Don't slice them in half, cut off their head, or whatever.
Like a death blow?
Yeah. So, or you could even get behind him and do a suplex on him.
Was Red Steel that game we played where my guy looked retarded with the pistol and it'd always be like...
Yeah, that's the Red Steel.
You know, you're like looking at the ceiling.
Yeah. If you take it sideways. Actually, though, I gotta say, after playing, I got it on launch day and I played a little bit and I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool, but the controls are, they do feel wonky. Like, you'll start walking, you'll just, if you're not paying attention...
Yeah, if you're lazy with the wrist...
Yeah, he'll shoot his camera view up to the front and I'm like, oh, I'm lost. But after playing it for a while... I've become pretty good at it, and like sniping is fantastic with the Wiimote. If there was a game that refined that control system, the first-person shooters could be really good on the Wii. But and also they need to have that gun-shaped controller, because holding your wrist out like all cockeyed is kind of perturbing.
Yeah.
But the potential's there.
I concur.
Agreed.
But the multiplayer sucks on Red Steel, just in case anyone was wondering.
I concur.
Agreed. I know I was horrible at it.
If you weren't said agreed, I'd just copy it from the last part of the audio and just put it in its place.
You can't manipulate my audio?
Yeah, I can.
Alright, now are we on the news?
Yeah, let's do some news.
Alright, we're pretty much focusing on the Game Developers Conference this podcast.
So that's a lot of news.
Woohoo, GDC Rocks! That's
where a lot of stuff
is. Half man, half horse.
That's me!
Some of this we already talked about on our blog, but some of you can't read, so... Microsoft announced that they are increasing the limit of arcade game size from 50 megs to 150 megs. And they've also announced that they're releasing a 512 meg memory unit to phase out the 64 meg memory unit.
Just buy a hard drive.
Yes, those of you without hard drives. I don't know what you're doing.
But for half the cost of a hard drive, you can get a 512 meg memory card.
Yeah.
Why would Seems you waste like money deal. On a hard drive? You need a fraction.
Why would you want a 20 gig hard drive for twice the price? It's not reasonable.
I don't see the savings.
I'll just buy two gig. I can get two of those things for the price of one hard drive. Memory unit. That's what I meant to say. Screwed up my own joke.
You said unit.
This is disdain on my face.
Nobody can see your face. Nobody saw you shaking your head no.
That's why I said that. All right, Lost Planet creator talks the truth. I can't pronounce his name.
He mentioned his game sucks.
No. He wasn't that truthful. But he says that video games are all about the sales, and it's not an art form, as some people have been claiming.
Ooh.
He says success is based on how many units leave the shelves, not on how good they look. He says a game can be great, but if it doesn't have a good producer to promote it, it won't be successful. Of course, it's the same guy who spent $20 million to create his game and $20 million to promote it. And he slammed games like Okami and Beautiful Joe, saying that they were great, but they failed because they didn't sell.
But I think that's kind of true of any art form. I mean, the same goes for movies, the same goes for music. And even, you know, with paintings and whatnot, if you don't have a promoter to get you in a bunch of shows,
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily denounce it as art, but...
That's why it's only become popular
it's all about
when you're dead.
Public relations. Yeah, exactly.
So you got to cut your ear off to sell a game.
Well, like, look at Lost Planet. Like, sales were really good on that game, if I'm not mistaken. But yet, it was a mediocre game. It was fun, maybe, but it had some flaws. But
it wasn't award-winning.
They pushed it like crazy. They had a bunch of ad campaigns. They had it put in all kinds of magazines.
Commercials at the movie theaters looked
everywhere.
Nice. Yeah.
And so, therefore, it sold a whole bunch. So it just shows... Yeah, I mean, the guy's kind of right. Like, you can push a decent game out with better PR than you could something like Okami, which has won all kinds of artistic awards, but sold, and the studio that made it is no more, so...
Yeah. Or like, I think that's why he picked on those games, because they were both made by Clover, which has closed.
Ha, in their face.
I guess it'd be like a Bullet Witch.
Yeah, Bullet Witch just came out.
Yeah, I was about to get it, but then...
I didn't even know.
We were just talking about it on the ride over here because looking at upcoming games on Xbox.com, and then I saw under recently released that it was under there, and I was like, I've heard about this game for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I heard nothing about it coming out.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was out yet either, and I was like, oh, it's here. I was thinking about getting it. Let me go read some reviews, and they were all just pan, which is probably why they didn't advertise it, because...
Is it... Bad reviews?
Yeah, the reviews say that it feels unfinished. There's, like, textures that are... There's, like, huge discrepancies. Some textures are really good. Some are just bland and flat. Gameplay mechanics are screwed.
That would be why we haven't heard about it.
So, mm-hmm.
Because it was all like, here's some screenshots of the work of Bullet Witch that they're working on for, like, 2 years. And then suddenly it's like, here's the game.
Yeah.
Put it on your new release shelf. Somebody will buy it.
There's been a lot of Fable 2 news coming out of the GDC.
Dogs.
Pregnant chicks.
Stop jumping ahead. Yes, you can be a woman. You can get pregnant.
Oh, you can actually play as a woman character?
Well, yeah. Now, that part wasn't confirmed. I guess...
No, it has been.
Oh, it had? Because Peter Molyneux kind of like...
Yeah, you can
get
pregnant.
Opens his mouth and just shit flies out.
But basically, if you get pregnant, there's just like, a light pause in the game and then you're back.
Oh, so it's like real life. Okay.
Those 9 months just went by. Pop that little faggot out.
But the big news... that they're doing is the dog, that your character has a dog, and it's supposed to be your emotional connection to the game. He works as like a living map. He'll battle your enemies.
Did they steal that from Zelda?
I don't know.
With the wolf?
But there's no HUD on the game.
I think in Zelda you are the wolf, as opposed to...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you are the wolf.
But
you cannot control the dog.
Yeah, there was actually like a Capcom game that was like that. I forget what it was called, but you had like a wolf sidekick.
It was the
Dead
top
Rights?
One. Yeah, something like that.
It's like, yeah, you had the little...
Yeah, but no, in Fable...
Oh, it's a different one. Yeah, this one's supposed to be like your HUD.
Yeah, in Fable 2, yeah, it's kind of like your HUD, but you can't control the dog, but it follows certain rules. Like, it's not supposed to aggravate you at all. Like, it's not supposed to get in your way or block you into places like a lot of companions do.
So it's not realistic.
No. And also, it loves you to death. Like, no matter what you do, it will love you.
So does
If you don't like something, it doesn't like it. If you like something, it likes it. It doesn't care if you're good or evil. It's not a moral compass or anything. If you're evil, it's evil. But
so
it still
you
loves
pick
you.
Up after it and stuff and take
nope.
it for walks?
Only if you're good.
Water.
If you're bad, you can let it crap all
nope.
over the place.
You can even abandon it. Like, if you are getting your ass kicked somewhere and you run off and leave it there to fight your enemies, it will track you down eventually.
So does the dog not die? Like, you don't have to worry about
From what I've read,
dog?
It looks like the dog will die at some point, but I think it's part of the game.
Would that screw up? Because then you wouldn't have a HUD?
No!
I don't know.
You'd be like, I don't know how my life's doing.
I've seen video of the dog, though, and I don't understand why it's supposed to... I don't know. I think you could, like, click on it and tell it, let's go here. And that's how it helps you as, like, a map.
I think it sounds...
But I don't think it's really, like, it doesn't keep track of
your
health.
Oh, that's a good way to kill the map off of that. That's a nice idea. I like that.
Yeah. But still, like, for as much as they're touting this dog, like, it just doesn't seem all that revolutionary.
It doesn't. Why is that the main focus?
This was their big
announcement. Yeah, they have three big things that they're expecting from Fable, and this is the only one that they've actually have in place so far that they're talking about.
Like the pregnancy, like, that's just, yeah, you get pregnant.
Yeah, they don't even
you can
really
have progeny.
Care. They don't care about that. That
but
much.
There's a dog.
But they expect you to like the dog more than, like, you know, how you can get married and have kids and stuff. They expect you to like the dog a lot more than your spouse, who apparently after, if you're married for over a year, starts nagging you and bothering you.
It's like real life.
But they're also going to do, like, downloadable content related to the dog. And he's also hinted that there might be online co-op, but he is not saying yes or no.
Online dog fights, like you were talking about last week.
They stole my idea. They've been listening to this podcast.
This room is probably bugged.
This obscure podcast.
This room is bugged, yes. These two microphones.
So can you switch it out for a cat?
No. But everybody's dog can look different.
Why? You hit that mic and I didn't even hear it.
I heard it a little bit.
Smacking around.
But yeah, dog.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to get the game. I mean, I got the first one. I enjoyed it.
I'm a fanatic, yeah.
It wasn't like revolutionary or anything, but I still had fun.
I think it was fun. It didn't live up to nearly the hype that...
Yeah, if it hadn't been hyped so much, it would have been
the 5 years in the making or whatever it was?
Well, no, but like I said, I mean, Peter Molyneux like goes to these press conferences. He's like, I've got these fantastic ideas and that are going to be in my game. And then like his design team is like, no, wait, we can't do that.
That's why he's been a lot
That's
more
That's a dream.
Like,
you can't
He doesn't say like, this is this, this is that.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, it would be nice if this happened.
Yeah,
it would be nice.
He's been trained now. They probably sit him down with a script. I'm like, okay, Peter, don't open your trap unless you say what we tell you to.
And then you can grab these orbs.
What's the word I'm looking for? How do you Americans say?
An Xbox 360, it's come out that they're not really focusing on backwards compatibility anymore.
What?
They're still doing a little bit, but they're like, that's done. And I'm like, yeah, I thought it was done a while ago.
Yeah, no, they keep throwing out new games.
Is anybody really concerned like about backwards compatibility?
Like I put on the blog, when I went to the Xbox section of the Best Buy, there was like two games I didn't recognize. And the last time I probably looked at the section was like a year ago.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've seen now it's kind of pulling, like the Xbox kind of pulling that PlayStation deal where you get a lot of these third-party developers that are just releasing sort of shovelware out there, like for $20. Like there was some game that came out recently. I went to GameStop and I was like, "This is new." And the guy's like, "Yeah, it just came out." But it's like something you would see released on a PC.
Right.
Like I guess it's just cheap to develop for now. And Microsoft has said that all first-party support is done for the Xbox, but that there's a lot of third-party companies that are getting stuff out there, which I don't understand why, because I just can't imagine that many people buying them.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're just like a rinky-dink PC developer, porting to the Xbox was supposed to be really easy, but it's not something you'd want on the backwards compatibility list, so why bother?
Just get the big games out there. That's all you gotta worry about.
Yep. There was a thing about exclusive titles, and it showed the different groupings. Xbox 360 currently has 33 exclusive titles, with 47 more on the way. PS3 currently has 9, with 30 more on the way.
Ah, douchebags.
The Wii has 13, with 38 on the way. And obviously, the 360 has had more time in the market, so they should have more. But the interesting thing I noticed is that they compared the numbers like month by month, and the PS3's numbers have actually dropped. The expected exclusive titles have dropped by 7. And so, but PS3 has indicated in the past that they're not really interested in exclusive titles anymore. They say that's a thing of the past.
We got home now.
Yeah. I think they'll be retracting those words when the sales actually come in, though. I mean, there have been a lot of developers, publishers, who have said that exclusivity is what's going to make or break the next-gen race, which is essentially just between Xbox and PS3. I mean,
yeah.
The Wii is there, but it's in its own category.
Right.
Like, it'll sell a crapload anyways, but it's not going to get the numbers that PS3 and Xbox have. But, yeah, I mean, I think PS3 is just kind of doing a cop-out with, oh, no, we don't, you know, we don't care. It's no big deal.
They'll feel it when
we're $600
comes
system.
Out.
We're worth
well,
it.
See, that's the whole thing. Sony used to be all about it, like, exclusive. That's our thing.
Yeah.
We do this. You can't play this everywhere else. And, you know, Xbox didn't really have that many. It had, like, Halo and, like, a couple others, but that was about it. And now it's kind of flipped.
Yeah. Well, Sony still has Insomniac, which is a pretty good. Actually, I just saw some screenshots of the new Ratchet & Clank, which I'm not a fan of the series, but they are fun. And it looks fantastic on the PS3.
So
but
not a fan of fun, huh? Interesting.
I'm not a fan of...
Hates America.
Yeah. A lot. But no, but I'm not a fan of third-person like action games, platforming games. But mostly because I'm not good at them, not because they're not fun. They're not fun for me. But it looks great. But like if they were to lose Insomniac, I mean, there'd be no reason to own a PS3. Konami's probably going to start putting Metal Gear on the Xbox eventually.
Oh.
And, you know, Square has already started making titles for the 360. Even though their biggest franchise hasn't jumped yet, you'll see it eventually. I mean, what else do you have for PS3?
Resistance.
Which was an Insomniac title. So they got like one...
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah.
They got one company that makes exclusive titles for them right now.
Yeah. Well, that's it for the general news. Overall, the 360 started the GDC with a real big bang. But somewhere around in the middle, we're moving on to roundtable now. So somewhere around the middle, Sony kind of snuck in and took over the conference with some big announcements, and that's what we're going to discuss is two of them. The biggest one, I think, is the PS3 Home, which for people who don't know what it's like a cross between, I'd say, Xbox Live, the Marketplace, the Arcade, and Second Life, where you basically make somebody who's you, and you wander around and talk to other people.
Or we parade.
Which is awesome.
It's kind of like that. But more like Second Life, I'd say, than we parade.
It's like Sony was like, let's take Xbox Live, Wii Parade, and Second Life and just mesh it into this awesome...
Yeah, and I mean, you can interact with the other players, you can play online games, you can shop, you can even make like a little private personal space that you customize with downloadable content like chairs and couches and junk like that.
And then game developers and sponsors are supposed to be able to do the same.
Yeah, so they make their own sections.
Yeah. What do they call them? Was it lounges was the word they were using, or was it something else?
I don't remember.
Lobbies. Yeah.
Lobbies, yeah. And there's also plans for each person to have their own Hall of Fame where they show off their trophies and entitlements that they get in the different games.
Arcade rooms. Those were nice.
Yeah. Looked pretty cool, yeah.
I like that.
It's a neat idea.
The bowling alley and stuff. That was nice.
Wii bowling.
It goes into beta this spring and expected to launch later this year. But I know a lot of people really like it. I thought it was interesting, but when I saw the video, to me, it was like kind of like, that's cool, but not as cool as I originally thought it was when I first heard about it.
See, I was thinking it was going to be really low end 3D graphics.
Yeah, that's how I was.
I was thinking it was going to be basically like Wii, like Mii characters,
yeah.
Except for with arms and legs instead of just like these floating appendages. And I was thinking this is going to be some shitty ass looking trophy rooms, but then they showed it and I was just like, dude, this is nothing like I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really, really nice. But my question. How do I find people that I want to talk to? Because most of the people online, no offense to all of you, I don't like you.
There's a lot of weirdos out there, quite frankly. If it was anything like Second Life, definitely a lot of weirdos out there.
I think like if you want to go to your friends, you got to get in a car and drive and it's actual mileage.
And they charge you for it. You got to buy gas.
So if your friend lives 30 minutes away, expect to take 30 minutes to just get there.
Stop with your lies.
It's a shitty system, but they're working out the bugs.
Well, I think what's interesting about it is the whole time Sony has been pretty adamant on not charging people for their online service. They've said that like we don't want to make anybody pay for like you do with Live. We don't want to make people pay for the service itself. And technically, Home is still going to be free, but like Second Life, you are going to have to pay for your furniture, for your clothes,
for stupid
for your house,
stuff,
for online real estate that doesn't exist.
The whole reason they built it like this was basically for advertising.
And right now you'll see
they just opened it up for advertisements everywhere because they said people are going to be able to sell their clothing line on there. I was like, who the fuck's going to buy this? And they're, oh yeah, everybody's going to be buying this crap. Yeah,
people that are into Second Life or Sims are going to be all on this thing. Yeah. And if you think about it, if you're somebody that doesn't have a PC and you've heard about these things and you think they're interesting, for $600 you can get this entry-level system. I mean, there's people that'll buy it just to do this.
Yeah.
This craze, this online avatar craze.
But see, the thing with Second Life is, even though it is popular, lots of people know what it is, technically, if you look at the numbers of who's actually logging onto it, it doesn't have, like, a massive user rate, like, who returns to it. There's a lot of people who check it out, but there's only a low population who's really there all the time. So I don't know. Like I said, it looks great. Might work, but for me, it's not something that would make me switch.
It's just a nice interface. It's a really nice interface.
I mean, I would never use it, but I know a lot of people, like Brian, when it came out, Brian loves customizing avatars. Like, he's just the kind of guy that likes having stuff like that. Loves customizability.
Sounds right.
That'll be the word from now on. But so something like that for him is just fantastic. Whereas me, the Wii, little me interface, is all I need. Let me slap my face on there. I don't really care if he has arms. There's me. Don't worry about it. Or even just Xbox Live, where I can just pick a picture. That's it.
What's funny,
you don't need anything beyond that.
Like when they said it, and they're like, you could customize your room, and I was thinking, I'm interested in customizing my character, but who gives a crap about your room? And then I was listening to the One Up Yours guys. They were excited about it. They're like, I want to be able to show my personality in my room. And I'm like, it's a fucking virtual room. Who cares?
Yeah. I'm not that interested in portraying myself online that much.
Exactly.
But a lot of people are. And you figure if you get a million subscribers and all they do is buy one item for a dollar, that's $1 million they just made.
Yeah.
Just for this service.
See, I was interested when they said that there'd be a trophy room and you get stuff from the games.
That's
when I thought I could customize my room and be like, oh, I've got, like, you know, this that I took from General Rom. Here's his gun hanging on my wall.
Love that example, like, that you put on the blog where you had, like, you wanted General Ram's head on the plaque on the wall. Yeah. I was like, that would be a great idea. And theirs wasn't bad. They had the statues of them, but I'd like it, like...
When I looked at the video, it looked like just, like, here's a couch. Here's a table.
Here's a poster with the game on it.
No, they had him, like, they zoomed around his room, and these huge cases were, like,
that
these
statues.
That
was the trophy room, though.
Oh, yeah, what are you talking about?
The room was different than the trophy room. Like, I thought you could do it, like, in your room.
He's got one, like, you can take your achievement awards and put them in your, like, personalize your living space that way.
Okay.
Which is, like Brian's idea. He's like, wouldn't it be cool if I beat, like, a character in a game and I could have, like, their article of clothing to put on my avatar? Like, even that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Dress up as your favorite character, but...
That's what I'm wondering, too. Like, I wonder, like, is it only going to be humanoid type of characters you can create? Because I think if you buy a game and it's of non-human, like if you did Resistance, you should be able to get all the alien skins and just to customize it even more. And it'd give the game developers something to build and do some microtransactions.
Like, right, like if you buy, I think, I'm pretty sure it's how it works. Like if you buy an Xbox Live Arcade game, all of a sudden you get, like, the picture packs from that game. And you can use, like, little icons and stuff.
Do you?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Like, I know some of the games I've downloaded, all of a sudden I've got these new, you know, picture packs. I'm like, where do these come from? I started figuring out that they come from the games I downloaded. But, like, if it was like that, like, right, like, you buy Resistance, now you have an option to unlock these extra skins for your avatar.
Yeah. So that would be a nicer idea.
I think one of the problems I see with it, though, is that, as we mentioned, there are a lot of weirdos out there.
Perverts.
This probably won't help.
It's definitely going to turn into a predator place.
Well, at least the Sony system is geared towards adults.
Yeah.
So it's a little less offensive that way.
Yeah, you're not usually buying your kid a $600 system. If you are, I hate you.
And what I'm interested in is also how many people can you talk to at once? Because I imagine that's pretty taxing on the system. Yeah. Even if they are hosting it on their dedicated servers. I couldn't imagine everybody using voice chat at once sounding too well. And
well, that's what, when I looked at the video, most of the people, it's just, you know, they
text
type
chatting,
and, like, there's a little bubble appears above their head, and then every once in a while there was, like, the symbol for, there's apparently a Bluetooth communicator you can buy to talk to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure everybody's going to be wanting to talk instead of, let me hand type this crap, or let me do these quick talks.
Is there a radius? Does it only, can you pick one person to talk to?
That's Josh's question.
Yeah, because like Xbox 360, you get one chat. Unless you're in a lobby with somebody.
Which is lame.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's really lame. I don't understand why there's the six things, because then you got to jump back and forth. But hopefully that's what I love about Home, too, is it's going to make Xbox want to up the ante as well. They're going to have to be like, dude, we're going to have to do something. And I bet they will. And it'll be nice. Either Xbox Live Gold will go free, or they're going to update the system to have more people chatting at once.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't mind paying for the service if they continually improve on it. Like, so far, since I've owned my Xbox, they've made some pretty big jumps in it, you know, adding
and
features.
And, $50 for a year is not bad.
Right, and, like, having, you know, the constant... Sure, there's some glitches when a lot of people play, but for the most part, you know, I'm paying for a dedicated server to play on, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background code that they handle instead of me worrying about my system handling it. So, like, I don't mind that. But, right, I mean, they've definitely got to keep up now, and I think we'll probably see them do that.
Agreed.
And I could also see this.
Bums up.
I could also see the person limitation being a problem for copyright stuff, because they're like, you can bring your friends in and listen to music that you have on your Xbox. We'll say you had 100 friends, and you're like, hey, listen to this music. Legally, you can't do that. Like, you'd be basically distributing to a mass amount of people, wouldn't you? Wouldn't record companies be a little pissed? Like, hey, you can't show that movie.
You know they're going to get on that. RIAA. Yeah. They like to sue about everything, so of course they're going to be.
Sony can do it with certain things because they own them.
Oh, yeah, they can do their own movies, but what if you had all those movies on your thing? And I imagine a lot of porno is going to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be like.
I'm signing up right now.
It's going to be like how parents are upset that their kids can access porn through the Wii browser. Well, of course, again, it's still the internet.
Yeah, it's just the browser.
Oh, yeah, I love those sensationalist pieces. Like, you just bought your system, your game system, and it's going right to porn sites.
The Wii is a porn site. Like, it enabler.
It doesn't start up on a porn site. First of all, you give it up to no one. Search for it.
The Wii Home.
Does the Wii actually filter out any of them?
No.
Nah.
Not that I've noticed. But it's still...
But they're working on putting some filters into the place.
Start off with the cuss words. Those are the easiest.
Mom, what's cock and balls?
Whitehouse.com.
I gotta visit the president.
Remember, kids, it's whitehouse.gov.
I'm gonna go to the oral office.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm also curious how... Because they're saying this is also going to be the lobby for when you want to jump into games. Mm-hmm. So, like, how do you... I'd like to see the transition.
Is there, like, a different...
Yeah, how do you...
Is there a different room that you have to go to?
Yeah.
Where's the Resistance Fall of Man room? I'm just saying Resistance, because that's the only PS3 title I know.
They could probably do it like invites, sort of like the Xbox, but...
Then what would happen, your guy just...
Some guy walks up to you with a telegram. Telegram for you, sir.
Candygram from Mr. Mongo.
And then it turns into this lame, like, Tony Hawk underground where, like, you get into the car and it's like...
The blacked out windows.
Yeah. And then you get to your destination. Or they could do it, like, really cool. Like, this door just goes... Zzz, like, from Quantum Leap.
Maybe a portal could open up.
Teleporters.
Yeah. Maybe a portal opens up and, like, invitation to so-and-so's game.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You just
walk through it.
I'd have to say the interface is definitely, they rocked on the interface.
It's slick. It does look like they've spent their time working on it. So if it took them this long to announce it, I can understand why.
They're like, now you see why we don't have much games.
Yeah. In your face, bastards.
Either that or they just stole all that from Second Life.
Yeah.
It's not even on the PS3 yet. But yeah, it definitely bears watching. I think it'll be interesting and it definitely could help them. But I think it doesn't... reconcile the fact that the PS3 costs $600.
But it's free! Yeah.
Maybe when they drop the price, I'll jump in.
I have to say I'm excited about it, though. I'll have to admit it.
Do I know anybody other than...
Charlie and Brian? Jeff Kasbeck's got one.
So nobody that I know...
And can you do other things like fight while you're in there? Because that would be nice. Start some gang fights.
Well, I saw that they let you do like the, you know, dancing.
The guy is dancing all through the video. Like,
people love dancing. It's very celebratory. I played WoW before and people just love to dance.
I hope they bring some of the Saints Row like nut grabbing that he does. Because that was so nice. You'd be like, oh yeah. And then,
what did he? I heard you kick your mic.
Yeah, keep kneeing it.
You don't have a stabilizer.
All right, so you want to move on to the...
the other one? Little Big Planet?
Which I'm going to have to
read this press release because I don't really understand Little Big Planet. And I've tried to understand it. I'll just read it.
This is for Sony, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a blurb on it and I have no idea...
All I know is it's a game and then people are comparing it to XNA. Which is a game developing program.
Right.
And they're saying basically you can build games.
Here, let me read part of this press release.
Better be a good part.
Little Big Planet is a new PS3 community-based game with a highly innovative concept behind it. Players meet on a blue and green planet scattered with individual plots and use their characters' amazing abilities to play, create, and share what they build with other gamers throughout the world via PlayStation Network. The Little Big Planet experience starts with players learning about their characters' powers to interact physically with the environment. There are obstacles to explore, bits and pieces to collect, and puzzles to solve, requiring a combination of brains and collaborative teamwork. As players begin to explore, their creative skills will grow and they will be ready to start creating and modifying their surroundings, the first step to sharing them with the whole community.
It says, so it's not like you can design like a Gears of War game.
So you just get a random character with random powers?
Or? See, that's what it doesn't ever say. It's like characters have the power to move anything in this glued and stitched together 3D landscape. They have the power to design, shape, and build both objects and entire locations for others to view and play. There's no complicated level editor. All of these skills can be learned by simply playing the game. I don't understand.
Sounds like
that.
You just push objects around and then, hey, check out my objects.
Sounds like some kind of technology demo that they're trying to push into a game.
Yeah.
It's like you play the game and then suddenly you can make games. I don't get it.
What kind of games could you possibly... Because, like, you'd have to be able to control parameters around it as well. Like, all right, you get points if you jump from this block to this block.
I mean, yeah, you'll basically see a lot of platforming and, like, Tetris clones.
Basically. Yeah, exactly. That's all it'd be.
Well, it says initial levels will be provided unless others are user-generated.
Any racing games?
I don't know.
It Burnout says, type of games?
275.
Players discover and win new skills and items to aid them.
Sounds too complicated.
Does. I'd rather go XNA, learn some C++, and...
Yeah. A demo
that does sound simpler.
Should come out
some
in the
Visual
fall.
Basics.
The full version is supposed to come out in early 2008, but... I don't know, it just seems weird and complicated to me, and I don't... They keep touting it as, this is Home and Little Big Planet are what is going to help Sony take over, and I'm like, I do not understand Little Big Planet.
I don't get it either.
Well, if it's anything compared to, like, XNA, I mean, XNA has already been talked about as being, like, the simplest game platform to design, you know, garage games on. So, and since the PS3 is already hard to develop on, for people that know how to develop on it, I can't imagine that this game-style interface is going to make it any easier to make quality games.
Quality games. It doesn't seem like there's going to be... to the game.
Like, Marble Madness? Like, hey, roll your marble down the hill. You win! You made it. It fell down.
There's unlimited possibilities for user-created content.
I want to see the numbers on this. Where do they come up with unlimited?
It's basically Mario World with Sonic the Hedgehog. what would that be like?
This is my game I invented. It's called Sit Quietly in the Dark Room.
See how long you can stay there.
Who can punch who in the dark room?
My parents used to make me play it as a kid all the time.
Except for the room wasn't as big. And my uncle would come in the middle of the night, play Touch the Snake.
And then we'd play a different game.
That's gross.
I don't think that news is very exciting yet. Maybe if they expand on it.
That's why I had to bring the press release, because I'm like, I don't understand this game at all.
I think we do understand it. I think it's just the games aren't... We're not thinking that the games are going to be that great.
Maybe it's just not that interesting. Like, if that's all it is, it really doesn't seem that interesting. I mean,
yeah. We'll look at some video after the podcast, see if we can get anything.
There was that one thing. I do vaguely remember that thing that you were talking about in the car. With the.
It was like a bunch of little creatures there following each other, and they jumped up on a bag, and it was side-scrolling, but I've seen other footage where it's not a side-scroller. It's
so like Loco
3D Roco? World.
Lemmings.
Lemmings, yeah. I mean, like, it doesn't seem like you'll see any original content.
This is my game. Follow the leader. Walk up the hill, walk down the hill, sit down, stand up, jump, fall down.
I wonder how many Master Chiefs and Marios will be made on the PlayStation 3. Sorry, you can't use this content. That's PlayStation 3 robots talking. Or my answering machine.
So how's that? Is that good? Yeah, he likes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that's it. There was also something about SingStar being a big deal, but I couldn't figure out what that was at all.
Karaoke!
Is that what it is?
That's what I
SingStar?
Thought,
yeah, it's
it
karaoke.
Came out for PlayStation 2, as far as I could tell.
Well, last year they were talking about it for the PS3, and they had mentioned that, and again, nothing revolutionary, but it's karaoke, and you can download tracks and sing online with your friends, so.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, and nice. Not, I mean, nothing
super
fantastic. I
don't want to sing online with my friends.
It's fun if you like karaoke. I've got probably 5 or 6 Karaoke Revolution games myself, but I wouldn't buy a PS3 just to sing them online.
You are not helping yourself.
Just for everyone out there, my lady is in the room, so I'm going to throw that out there.
She's leaving.
Oh, crap.
She threw a ring back at him or something.
But no, yeah, I mean, karaoke is fun, but I don't know if I'd buy a $600 machine just to sing across the internet with somebody.
Seems like it'd be chaotic.
Especially not Japanese.
Yeah.
So some other news I wanted to talk about was Halo 2 on Vista.
Well, this is the supposed information you emailed me, but
I don't know what happened. I emailed the news.
I remember getting an email about that.
See?
You're supposed to email it to me.
I did. I put the podcast crew up there, which includes everybody.
Oh, I see.
But the thing that I thought was great about the Halo 2 Vista is it's going to be a cross-platform, but they're saying that Halo 2 Vista is going to have dedicated servers, or you could host a dedicated server, which is nice, so... Hopefully people will be dedicated. So that means 360 people will be able to get on some games that don't lag.
And did you see the post that I put on the blog that if you're a Xbox Live member, you're also a Vista Live member? It's mm-hmm. the same thing. Mm-hmm. You pay for one, you get both.
But that's only on Vista, right? Like, I can't sign up for that on my XP machine?
I think you'll be able to. Well, it's only Vista. I don't know.
Like, Halo 2 won't work on XP. It's only for Vista?
Yeah.
Is that right?
They're trying to sell more OSs.
Great.
I'll have to get rid of my...
Bastards.
I can't say.
Pirated version? Extended education version?
I won't say it's pirated.
Trial version.
I bought the computer used, and whenever I try to upgrade stuff, it says, you don't have a valid OS.
Really? Charlie says he's got Vista and...
Damn that gypsy I bought this computer off of.
Charlie got Vista and he was playing his Xbox 360, and next thing you know, bam, it said, you want to link these two? Apparently, the link's a lot easier than XP.
See, that's what I tried to download some stuff to link, because I can't link crap from my computer to my 360.
My 360 links perfect with my XP machine. And actually, since I've gotten the Zune software that comes with it, made it even easier. Like, it got rid of that MediaBridge connection,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now it's like it shows up when I go into my Xbox 360. My computer now has a little Zune symbol next to it, and I can link all the music I downloaded, videos, it organizes them all for me, even better than what I did. I'm like, because I throw things in different folders depending, you know.
Yeah.
I want, like, TV shows here, porn was here, whatever. I mean, educational stuff here. But, yeah, I mean, like, it works pretty well, so I can't
your
imagine.
Your woman is leaving.
Yeah, again.
But they're of you! there won't be any online co-op, which is lame.
For Halo 2.
Yeah. Come on.
Was that in the Xbox version?
No.
No.
Which was lame.
Which was also lame. We were very upset about.
I don't even like Halo. It's for ladies.
If people don't know, Grand Theft Auto's got a countdown on their site, so at the end of the month there should be a trial or a trailer.
Yeah, you tricked me with that.
Steven Spielberg is making a game for the Wii. No details on that.
Lots of touching.
E.T.
Apple TV, people are saying that you might be able to play games on Apple TV because...
I don't know what Apple TV is.
It's going to be their thing that you can hook up to your TV so you can...
Kind of like a sling box.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is it like that, sling box. That old Atari controller that I see you can plug into your TV? Kind of like playing games on it?
No. Just a bridge system to get all your QuickTime videos off your Apple onto your TV. And now Bejeweled as well.
Nice. Because people are saying that on iTunes, there's some coding in there that says, are you sure you want to sync games for your Apple TV? All existing games on the Apple TV. So, that'd be interesting, Apple jumping in there, because they do got a gaming department now, so. And also, Cliffy B at the, what's it called, GDC, was talking about the making of Gears of War and some of the stuff they left out, which I thought was interesting, was the weapons upgrade aspect. Like, if you, they're going to have it so that you could loot the other team's building, grab their money, and then that you could upgrade your weapons, I guess, in the next round or whatever. Something some games should consider. That'd be a pretty good idea.
Maybe a patch.
The reason they didn't do it is because your team never has a building or money.
Yeah, but like if another designer hears that concept, they should throw it in there because I think that'd be
just like
nice.
It's kind of like Counter Strike.
Do they do that on that?
Well, you don't really loot the other side, but you get more money for killing them, and then you can upgrade and buy different things. It's what Shadowrun's doing, kind of that thing.
That's nice.
Shadowrun uses a kind of a Counter Strike. You win, you get more money, you can upgrade your abilities and stuff at the beginning of each match.
I think they should do that for more online games. Like, at least, like, you win money for rounds and then you can go buy clothes with it or something so you can make customized characters.
Yeah, you want to look nice when you're killing people.
Yeah. Like if you're playing Halo, you can have a suit on top of your, like a, I'm talking like a...
top hat,
like
business
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, top hat, yeah, business suit.
Hello, my good man.
Get a monocle.
Mr. Peanut, what are you doing here?
Yeah, that's all I got for news also.
That Cliffy B, he's always talking about stuff. I'm just like, get to work on the next game.
Or some patches.
He was talking about bringing his old Jazz Jackrabbit to XBLA.
Yeah.
His old what?
Jazz Jackrabbit.
I never played that.
Platformer. A
shitty PC game that came out years ago.
But some things that I want to talk about also is kind of guess like a suggestion. Like sitting in the lobbies for games, sometimes you'll sit there for 5-10 minutes waiting for other people to jump in. So I thought it'd be great if game designers started to build little mini games. Like the PS3 could do this with Home. Like while you're waiting in the lobby, have like a little arcade there that people can all go against. Like maybe a little game of Pong.
Right. Well, so that you can still see how many people are in the lobby and all
that.
Yeah,
something simple, but you like something competing so that while you're waiting, you can kill some time instead of browsing through what games they've played.
Sure. Cyber stalking.
Yeah. I see that you played Lost Planet. You want a boost? That goes out to Death Dealer. He's constantly harassing me to boost with him. I got Lost Planet. Who wants to boost?
Is that the term for Lost Planet? Boosting?
Well, it's for any game.
Yeah, where you want to get the achievements.
Is that the guy that you boosted Prey with?
Yeah. So, apparently, I guess he boosts on everything.
He's like, I remember boosting with you for 6 hours on Prey. Let's boost.
And I wasn't 12, so he kind of liked me.
Boosting bastard.
Some other things I'd like to see, I guess, on next-gen systems.
We're going back to that format.
Or on these systems is, whenever you have, like, a customizable character in the single-player game, like on Saints Row, why can't that guy just come over to the...
He can.
...multiplayer?
Oh, you mean, like, with the clothes and everything?
Yeah.
Because you had to earn the money for the clothes in online.
That was lame.
I got my Santa Claus suit, but Shane hasn't returned that game in, like, a year, so I can't wear it.
Yeah. Got anything you guys want to rant about?
Yes. So we're on ranting right now.
Or right? Whatever you want
to. I think we're supposed to be ranting.
Yeah, let's rant.
I'm ready for rants.
Take it.
All right, well, I'm going to rant about... Actually, I had SSX for the Wii come in. I had the GameFly, so I get all... You know, I try everything. And SSX, I'm a big fan of SSX, came out for the Wii... And the controls are retarded. And this was like my biggest fear about Wii games.
It wasn't like...
No. Well, like, if you played Tony Hawk Downhill Jam, like, that would pretty much be the best way to play any kind of downhill racing game. I mean, you're essentially just rolling down a hill.
Yeah.
Not really complicated controls. If you want to do tricks, you got buttons on the top. Whip it up to jump or whatever, you know. But tilt it. That's all you should have to do. SSX for the Wii uses the nunchuck, the Wiimote, and, like, every button on each one.
Wow.
And it's retarded. Like, for example, if you want to steer, you have to tilt your nunchuck left or right. That's a hard steer. If you want to do a light steer, you use the analog stick. If you want to do, like, a corner turn, you have to use both in conjunction. Not to mention, if you want to jump, you have to use... Or I think crouch is, like, the Z trigger. Jump is the A button on the Wiimote. It doesn't matter where you point your Wiimote, because that doesn't control you in any way. That just handles your jump. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That handles your super jump. If you want to jump, you have to whip the nunchuck up. Which is kind of stupid anyways, because the nunchuck should never be used that much, because all the sensors are in the Wiimote.
Yeah.
So why they decided to go with the nunchuck, I have no idea. And then if you want to do an Uber trick, you have to draw a symbol in the air with your Wiimote, like a heart or a star, while you're trying to do everything else. So unless you're ambidextrous or a robot, there's no way that you can ever get these things all to work in conjunction. Yeah, ambidextrous robots love this game. Normal human beings, steer clear, it is retarded, it is awful. They just slapped on all these extra controls for no good reason. In a game where all I have to do is slide downhill, it shouldn't take more buttons than Zelda, which is like this epic action RPG with different weapons. Like, it's just obscene.
Sounds like they designed it for the DS. Drawing shit? It's like...
Well, yeah, it reminds me of when I played Castlevania, the first Castlevania for the DS.
Yeah, like, where you had to connect the things.
Yeah, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you're fighting a boss. Bam! Oh, wait, I gotta draw a star! Or some other, like, arcane magic symbol that I don't know. And if I don't, I have to fight the boss again. Yay, this is great. But yeah, it's just tacked on, and it's awful, and we developers steer clear of ever using unnecessary control schemes for the Wii. It's supposed to be fun and simple, and EA killed it with SSX.
EA sucks?
That's who Steven Spielberg's going to be developing a game for.
Oh, shit.
E.T. is no good.
E.T. on EA.
It's all downhill from there.
I would like to rant about video game manuals. I know you guys were mentioning earlier on that they you don't read them. There's a reason you don't need to read them, because they suck nowadays. If you ever look at them,
they don't give you all the info.
Yeah, you're trying to find out. You're like, what? How is this? Like, they'll talk about the most inane things, like to walk, push the stick forward.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why does this gun not do what it's supposed to do? I don't know. Why can't I figure out how to do multiplayer? Nah, I'm not going to have a section on multiplayer.
It's got online, and please, just see your Xbox Live manual for that.
Please see our website for such things.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous how bad they've gotten. I mean, I understand that, you know, people don't read them, but it's good to have the information there so that when I need to figure out why it's not doing what I want it to do, I can look it up.
And most of it's cut and paste. They, like, you'll just read, and it's like, same stuff that's in that other manual. All the stuff about...
Yeah, the first, like, 3 pages is like, you might have a seizure while playing this game.
Yeah.
Plug seizures. It in correctly.
I've been promised seizures for years, and I've never gotten one.
This is what your controller looks like.
Yeah. Damn, he's right.
Yeah. Why do they have a whole page dedicated to a diagram of my controller?
I don't know.
Like, if you don't know the button layout by now, come on.
And then they stick it usually, like, on the back of the thing as well, so that way you don't have to flip through the manual. So it's like, you already got it on the back.
Oh, A button. That's the red one. Okay, I got you now.
Well, what was that tutorial I took while playing the game?
Retarded. So they angered me with that. And it started years ago, because computer games started doing where they put their whole manual on, like, a PDF file on the CD.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, printing it out. Just as, I mean, I understand it saves them money, but...
Yeah.
Well, that is better than, like, back in the old days, like, Eye of the Beholder, where you had to have, like, a key code, like, a wheel.
Yes, and I hated the wheel.
Turn to page 5 and... The third word in the 7th paragraph of
Monkey,
the epic novel.
Pirates of Monkey Island had the spinning wheel, and you had to make the faces.
What?
Yeah.
To make Man, I'm glad I didn't play those
that's
games.
That's old school copy protection.
Star Control had a map, and there was like coordinates. And
yeah. Oh man, Star Control was obscene.
That's Star Control is the whole reason I joined GameTap, because I hope they'd have it. They don't.
Oh man.
And GameTap keeps crashing on me, and I hate them. Save your dollar, people.
GameTap works fine for me. It's probably your copy of Windows that you're using. Maybe if you patched it,
well, see, what's retarded better. Is I'm using GameTap to play XCOM, which I own the disc.
Oh, well.
And I'm playing it on there, and every time I finish, like, a terror attack, it crashes.
I mostly use GameTap for all the old arcade games. Neo Geo and Capcom and all
that. Yeah, I've played some. It's kind
like
of fun, but
if
I'm
you're
just
not into
like,
emulators, it's a nice legal emulator.
They don't have as many games, though, as I thought they did.
They got Elevator Action Part 2?
I think they do.
I think they do, yes.
That is a great game.
If you guys I know they have Elevator Action 1.
That was a great game, too. I don't know if those are the right sound effects. But...
Nobody else does either.
And I would also like to rant about Sony's press releases. At the end of... Because I've got two of them here.
Uh-huh.
At the end of every one, the last paragraph is... Recognized as the undisputed industry leader, Sony Computer Entertainment America Incorporated markets the PlayStation family of products and develops, publishes, markets, and distributes software for the PS1 game console, the PlayStation 2 computer entertainment system, the PSP system, and the PS3 system for the North American market. I don't know if they're recognized as the undisputed.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It just makes all of their press releases.
They need
you know,
to have like Michael faulty. Buffer come out and like announce that like at the box room. The undisputed.
I mean, I'm sure they're doing very well, but I don't know about undisputed. I'm sure there's people who dispute everything.
Well, by 2010, there'll be no dispute.
Well,
we,
yeah,
we
but
know
it,
that.
It's not 2010.
2010.
That's what the analyst.
I'd like to rant about Zachary Bishop, the representative for Epic, who sent Emilio. Lopez, a cease and desist letter, because Emilio made a Gears of War figurine that he gave to his cousin for Christmas, but posted pictures of it on the web, and they gave him a fucking hard time about it. So I emailed Mark Rain, the vice president of Epic, and he actually replied back, and he said, Josh, well, here's a copy of an email that I sent to the leading Gears fan site yesterday. Ugh. Our lawyers are trying to do their job and protect our trademarks, but I guess they didn't realize this wasn't a commercial project, and they fired off a standard form letter. It is unfortunate when this happens, but the problem with trademarks is you have to protect them, and Emilio's work looks so amazingly professional, right down to a cool package, that they probably failed to notice this was a one-off gift for non-commercial use. What we need to do is come up with some sort of permission letter for things like this, like these, so that we were properly protected, protecting our future commercial rights, but not stopping people from doing cool fan art like this. On behalf of Epic, I apologize to Emilio and anyone who was offended by this.
Good for Mark Rain.
Yeah, they should still fire that douchebag who fired it off.
Right down to a cool package.
In the guy's defense, it is their property, it is an intellectual property. I mean, I don't typically like to side with lawyers, but it is a really professional-looking package done up and with all the Gears of War logos, which I found out later that were taken from the fan pack that they send.
Yep.
For people that want to make fan sites.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they should have known, like, well, but the guy's website is shit because he's got, like, a black background and, like, dark red font. The lawyer probably didn't even read that part about, he just probably saw a website, saw a package, like, shit, somebody's going to start selling these on eBay. I better send off my letter.
He's like, let me type this letter up. Here it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right. I mean, like, it's probably just an automated thing. Like, oh, trademark. Let me send that one right out.
Type in Emilio Lopez.
But yeah, I mean, lawyers do need to have a little training seminar on taking the time to research these things before.
Take 5 minutes before you piss off the community.
Yeah.
But obviously, the guy could have just gotten the letter. He obviously wasn't selling it. It's not like the lawyer said, destroy your doll away.
They didn't even say that. They just said, please take the logos off.
Yeah.
They didn't say your doll is bad. They said, making fan stuff is fine. They just said, please remove any logos from your merchandise.
Which is kind of odd because it's, you make it, you bought it, and it's like, it's just a private thing. Why should I have to?
I guess letting him know that when people start asking for it, you can't sell that.
Yeah.
Well, he did put that on his website. I think he's like, I don't represent Epic in any way, and this doll is a one-time only, whatever fan pick statue, whatever the terminology is. So he clarified himself. Doll. He posted a letter. He probably got a shit ton of hits for it because it was posted all across the internet.
Yeah, his website wasn't
the Comcast website too. He's probably getting charged for it.
Oh yeah.
He's probably gonna use it to platform off and make some other dolls that aren't trademarked.
Yeah, make Bears of War dolls.
He's getting contacted by Tim McFarlane or whatever. Or is it Tom?
Todd McFarlane.
Todd. Tim McFarlane, is that the guy who does Family Guy?
That's Seth.
Seth McFarlane.
I'm totally wrong on this.
Welcome to pop culture.
Yeah. Pop culture. Pop culture.
Isn't that the guy from Full House?
Well, I guess that wraps it up.
Well, remember that a little bit in the beginning of that is you dialing Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie Moore.
He said he tried to do it like the guy from
Bring It Down.
Yeah. Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy.
Yeah. Charlie Murphy.
Not Charlie Murphy though, but Rick James talking about Charlie. Yeah.
But it sounded nothing like that.
Did you have any new games that you wanted to pitch?
No, well, the mini games during the lobby. That's my idea. So good steal idea. That if you like. Yeah, because, man, sometimes on those Gears of War lobbies, I'll just be sitting there, just me and one other guy. We'll be sitting there for 10 minutes waiting. Because once you get the third person, then it just, like, everybody just starts piling in.
That's when you should slap in his Jazz Jackrabbit.
Yeah, you should
just
slap
like
in something.
Just, like, half-screen it right there.
Or some crappy little, like, side shooter where he's on one side, I'm on the other, and we just jump up levels trying to shoot at each other.
See, with the PS3 home, maybe they can just fight each other with their icons.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Their avatars.
You're like, I'm bored.
Pick up the furniture. No, that costs money. Now it's destroyed.
Crap, there goes my dollar.
That's what they should do, have it destructible. So that way people don't have to keep rebuying it.
Go in and vandalize somebody's room. Hey, nice apartment.
You might crash. You might want to be careful on who you invite into your private space.
PS3 police.
I'm going to need some references and some background checks, sir.
That's it. I got to pay to customize my character different so the police don't recognize him.
I put on this mustache. Goatee.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'd like to thank Jeff for coming back out. Thanks, Jeff.
Good job.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for blogging with us, too.
I like blogging. Yeah. Just waiting for that paycheck to roll.
Because apparently, Josh and I like to blog.
Yeah, Grant did it once, I think.
Yes, once.
And then that was it.
Eric likes to comment.
Yeah. Read comments.
Charlie, who apparently is designing our site, likes to pretend like it doesn't exist.
Maybe he'll call in.
He's too busy See, he's trying the PS3 experience with his actual house.
Live action PS3.
Buying stuff and how put that there.
This is home for real, bitches. That's what he said.
He's living the dream.
I'll give a shout out to my wife Ashley. And everybody who did not show up today.
Why are you shouting out to them?
Slacker.
I'm not shouting.
I'm gonna shout out to my lady, Renee. Waiting patiently for me.
Renee.
Gotta go see 300 now, so.
Hey, we're gonna go see that tonight also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It'll be too late for people who will hear this whenever Josh puts it together, but probably you change your clocks.
Yeah.
Because you only have like another year
to get to do that. Will this even post in time?
I thought that was this year. I thought Bush was saying that.
I think it happens one more time after this.
It's his energy thing.
Sorry.
Frank, we'll try the fuel source.
They've been supposed to save like 100,000 barrels of oil. Doing it tomorrow.
Really?
That's made up.
Yeah, decreasing trend.
Next podcast. But we'll probably do the audio for it next week.
Yeah, I never said next podcast. Huh? Yeah. 2 weeks from today?
Yeah.
I don't have class.
Cool, you do it in the morning. 9 o'clock?
That's awesome.
Out, yo. Yeah.